Hello, this is Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I am your radio pastor of the day. And today I would like us to look at John chapter 2, verses 13 through 23. And an interesting thing I discovered about it, that it portrays a box within a box that contains a treasure. The box is defined in verse 13 as when it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And the other side of that is on verse 23, now while he was in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, many people saw the signs he was performing and believed in his name. Within that box, bordered by the two Passovers, is the rest of the passage, verse 14, in the temple courts he found people selling cattle, sheep and goats, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." And verse 17 says, his disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." And skipping down again to verse 22, again we see, after he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. So those two verses mark the box within the box, marked by the Passover mentions. What's the treasure in here? Well, the treasure is found in verse 18. The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" And verse 19, here's the treasure. Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days." They replied, "It's taken 46 years to build this temple, and you're going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken of was his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. So this box, the big box, is the Passover celebration, which the Jews marked every year as their remembrance of their exodus from Egypt and their salvation by grace, if you will, in the Old Covenant. And then the box within the box is what the disciples remembered. They remembered the Old Testament, and they remembered what Jesus said in this event about his body. They came to understand he was talking about his body being destroyed at the crucifixion and his body, the temple, being rebuilt, beginning with the resurrection. And you and I are part of this because you and I are temples of the Holy Spirit. You and I and all of our brothers and sisters down through the centuries, today, all around the world, who believe in Jesus, we are being built up together as a holy temple, a sanctuary for the presence of God in our lives. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so that's the treasure, that Jesus came, died for our sins, rose again for our justification, and he's creating a living temple from people all around the world, Jews and Gentiles, men and women, boys and girls. May you think about these things and rejoice as we approach the death, burial, and resurrection that we celebrate at Easter. This has been Pastor Howie Maxson of Fowler Baptist Church, and I've been your radio pastor of the day.